Friday, October 30th, 2009, and welcome to episode 101 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Well, I got quite a few comments based upon the last episode. The episode title of show 100 was Podcasting is Dead, so I thought I would explain a little bit where we're at. And also, we have a treat for you in just a couple of minutes here. We'll be doing a special interview. And the name of today's show is Podcasting is Alive and Well. The last time on episode 100, I had mentioned that Leo Laporte had made some comments in the podcasting community, basically declaring that podcasting was dead. And I was paraphrasing Leo in his position with where he thought podcasting was, and largely through commercial eyes, in the monetization of podcasting and what he believes or where the future of the industry is moving. Today, I'd like to take the perspective of a teacher as educators, and as it just works out today, we were doing our podcasting with third graders unit, and podcasting is very much alive and well. We had about 50 third graders in here podcasting this morning in the ITC, so it was a little bit chaotic at times, but it was certainly a fun experience, and I think all the students achieved all their projects, so we'll see what that looks like in the coming weeks as we continue to work on those. We just finished up about 30 minutes ago, and I have Mrs. Judy Barford here, and I'd like to introduce her. She is one of our instructors for the Early Childhood, Elementary, and Middle Level Education Department here at Eastern Illinois University. And every year, she works on a project called Project WOW. And one of the things that we've been doing for several semesters now is a podcasting unit with third graders. I'll turn it over to Mrs. Barford and let her explain what we did. We had quite the experience this morning.
We did get a lot done. It was just really chaotic as we went through the morning, and we think that might be partly due to the fact that tomorrow is Halloween. But for the listeners, we had in a single lab here in our education building at EIU, two classes of third graders, each about 23 students, and a class of 25 EIU pre-service teachers. And they have been working in teams the whole semester. Their theme this semester is national parks. So we had 12 of the national parks and historic sites as each team's theme. And one of our objectives by the end of the semester is to have a team webpage. And for several semesters now, due to the advent of podcasting, we have added a podcast link to our Project WOW team websites. And so that is the purpose of this visit today. The children were also here 2 weeks ago to work on a concept map with inspiration and also to evaluate websites. So today was dedicated to our podcast. And I'll go on just a minute. I'll say thanks to Dr. Grissom's help. It takes a lot of supervision because our college students were asked to arrive at 8:15. And then Tom provides a real quickie introduction to the Audacity software. The children arrive at 9. And fortunately, we were able to work in also the upstairs lab today. So that's sort of the picture of what was going on.
Yeah, that works out really well. We've done this a number of semesters now, so we're starting to get it down a little bit better than when we started out. But really is quite a challenge. Within, 30, 45 minutes, we go from some students have never made a podcast before. Mm-hmm. Now, a few of them, mm-hmm. going through our courses and things, had mm-hmm. had us in classes and had made a podcast before. But just starting from literally, zero on the podcast, I had one of the students ask me, well, how much does this cost? And I said, well, Audacity's free and $20 for the microphone, and you're in business in podcasting.
It's so wonderful. And I noticed that the students who have never used this kind of software before, the minute they make their first recording into the microphone and they see the sound waves come up on the screen, and they're just grinning from ear to ear. They just...
Yeah.
Can't believe this audio feature is in a way every bit as exciting as a video feature.
Yeah, we probably need to back up and set up. We have two pre-service teachers assigned with a group of 2 to 6 third graders.
Yeah. The whole story of the Project WOW setup is probably too much for this broadcast, but that's approximately what it is. The purpose of the teachers is to mix the two classes so it broadens the children's acquaintance with one another throughout the school. And our EIU students work in teams of two. We had one team of three this semester with a group of 25, but 12 teams made up from two classes, each with two pre-service teachers working as their head teachers and team leaders. And we meet every week. We start out with get acquainted activities such as sharing autobiographies with the children. The children share their bio boxes. We do class graphs. Then we do skits, and the skits are the way we recruit the children into our teams. And then we come and teach and learn for 6 weeks, and then we come for two computer days, and finally we get to our open house where we proudly invite the parents in to see all the
And that's always a big hit. We have excellent attendance at those, and they're the students, the third graders, are so proud of what they've done and showing off the work to the students. I should also mention, I'll throw a link in the show notes to the Project WOW website. We're just beginning this semester. So we'll put up a link to one of the archives, and then as we go along, you know, for the end, we'll be able
to... Oh, that would be good to have that, on the podcast.
One of the things I like about your approach to doing it is it's also doing the multi-pass, because you're also doing concept mapping and tying it together. And I don't know if we mentioned it. Did we mention that it is on national parks this time?
I just mentioned that,
Okay.
It seemed right with the Ken Burns series on the PBS.
Right, and it was neat. I just saw a couple of your pre-service teachers that we just put up a picture in PowerPoint and had Mount Rushmore. I don't know if you saw that or not, but they were taking their pictures with it in the background.
So their group pictures.
So that worked out pretty well. So I just wanted to follow up on the comment of podcasting is dead. And I was paraphrasing Leo Laporte last week, and really that was more toward the commercial side of the audience. He was talking about the monetization and things of podcast. And, you know, it still really is a misnamed podcasting is because so many people just listen to it on their computers. It's just so easy to go out to a website and click on a link and go ahead and listen to a podcast. But, you know, for the foreseeable future, audio's been around. We were doing this back in the 60s with reel-to-reel cassette recorders and cassettes and going forward. So, and it's all about the content. And that's what I like, you know, integrating the subjects and the multi-discipline approach to going out there and learning those things. So I wanted to thank you for being the guest interview here. And as I said in my last episode, I wanted to change the format a little bit and get some experiences out there and share some of the things that we're doing here at the Instructional Technology Center in Eastern Illinois in general and going from there. So
could I say something in favor of podcasts?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. It doesn't bother me that they're called podcasts because I think the idea of making an audio file is a very valuable concept in the language arts, because the children need to think through what they want an audience to hear. They see themselves as able to instruct a wide audience at a distance, according to where their broadcast is going to be received. And after thinking of that audience, they consider their content, then they write their script. So immediately you have the writing. Then they read their script, so you have the reading. And then they speak it, so you have speaking. So the language arts are deeply embedded in the idea of a podcast project, and that's something I really appreciate.
Right, and it's about storytelling, as we mentioned in there, and picking authentic music, you know, age-appropriate music going with the subject area, appropriate sound effects and things. You can really, you know, NPR does a wonderful job, you know, telling their stories with their audio, and always use that as an example of how to tell stories and just add so much more. So
That's a good example.
So we had a lot of fun this morning with the third graders. So this project will continue. We've got some post-production and some editing and things that will come up in the next 4 or 5 weeks coming up. And then do you have the date for the open house?
Yes, December 10th.
December 10th.
And
so
the school. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll be sharing all of those. So.
And all the websites will be shared, as well as the displays, and the parents will come. And we always have a little scavenger hunt to encourage the parents to look at all the team websites, not just their own child's. We have a good time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming
You're
in this morning.
Welcome.
And
thank you.
And as I said, I had a great time this morning with the third graders, so we'll look forward to what we end up with. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My technology pick of the week this week is the Audacity software. Audacity is a free program available for download off the internet. Just do a search for Audacity download. You will also need to download what they call the LAME, L-A-M-E, MP3 encoder if you want to save your podcast as an MP3 file. If you do not, you can export it as a WAV file, but most podcasts are in the MP3 format. Links are available in the show notes for Audacity and also a couple of tutorials to help get you started with podcasting. That wraps it up for episode 101 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the Eastern Illinois University Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.